Hello, Jill Healy Quintard from Body and Balance, talking for the Global Healing Exchange. I teach yoga and Pilates and movement, and I believe that if you keep moving your body, you can actually help yourself with most things that may affect you health-wise and mentally and physically in your life. Let's talk about arthritis today, though. So if you've got arthritis occurring in your fingers, in your joints, in your wrists, knees, ankles, shoulders, hips, various parts of the body, you can actually help by movement. But some of the movement might be too painful, so you can find some alternatives to movement. Again, I always talk about breath. Breath to me is the most important to use to keep movement, keep the breath and the oxygenation through the blood supply to the muscles, to the blood supply to the brain, and the blood supply to your joints particularly. Taking supplements such as fish oil and glucosamine is excellent to do as well, and will actually help with mobilization of the joints and nourishing the joints. But movement will help nourish the joints also. If you're having particular issues with wrists, there are some poses in yoga that you'd find completely unable to be done, but I do have some alternatives, as I teach both yoga and Pilates. I'm going to start off with just a little bit of breath, just sitting, resting, dropping the hands onto the knees. Give your shoulders a little bit of a roll. If you're not feeling comfortable with this position, if this is too hard on hips or too hard on knees, find a position that's comfortable, just stretch the legs out. Take a chi ball perhaps and place at the base of the spine, a little ball, and that's just going to help you to have something that you can lean on. Give your toes a point, give them a flex, circle the ankles, and just keep breathing, inhaling and exhaling through the nose. Now we're going to do a little bit of a stretch here, so I'm going to reach up, take an inhale, and then reach out if you can. A little bit there, you've got the ball at the base of the spine just to help you with support, and reaching out as you exhale and feeling that lovely stretch up through the hamstrings. If that's feeling too strong, just soften the knees. Inhale again, reaching up, and then exhale forward. Just a little bit of a stretch there, reaching out. A couple of those, inhaling again, reaching up, and stretching out as you exhale. And again, inhale, reach up, and exhale. Now, I'm always talking about mobilizing the joints, mobilizing the spine. So we're going to give the shoulders a roll, give your wrists a little bit of a turn, keep mobilizing. If you can cross the legs, or even if you haven't got the legs crossed, we're going to go into leg cross again. Inhale, place your hand on one knee and look over the shoulder as you exhale. Again, mobilizing the spine. Inhale again and looking over the shoulder, exhale. If this is feeling too difficult, legs out. Inhale again, exhale and turn. And then inhale, exhale and turn. And take that ball away and come on around onto all fours. Now, with your wrists, if that is too strong to go onto that position, you can go to alternative positions here, taking the hands into a fist or drop down onto the elbows. Now, I'm just going to do some little stretches here. So just extend one leg out, feeling a bit of a stretch. You can do that on the all fours. Or come on up onto the fist. And just in again and have a stretch out. So we're just mobilizing hip joints. Inhale again, exhale, extend the leg. Inhale again and exhale, extend the leg. Now, if you're feeling as though you can take this a little bit further, inhale again and stretch the leg out just at hip level. Point the toes, flex the foot, point the toes, and lower back down. Inhale again, extend with a flexed foot. Other leg, point the toe, flex the foot, point the toe, flex the foot, come on down. Now down onto the elbows. And just hold it there and you can begin to engage your core. A little bit of strengthening through your center. Inhale again and coming down into a child's pose. If that's not too strong on the knees or hips, you could take your knees out to the side just for more comfort. And then come on up to sitting, whichever feels comfortable for you, legs crossed or uncrossed. And then inhale again, reach up, bring your hands together, and exhale. Thank you.